Maybe you think this sounds condescending. I don't think that it is at all. It's a powerful way to demonstrate advocacy for your role as a high school counselor and show them the value that what you're bringing every day to students and staff is meaningful. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. You're listening to episode 3 of High School Counseling Conversations. I love talking about high school counselor and administrator relationships because I think they are extremely valuable. Real talk here, though, for a second before we get started. I think I've had a bit of experience with the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you want to talk off the record, send me a DM over on Instagram. Since this podcast is focused on energizing your program and reminding you of why you love your job, I'm not going to harp on the bad and the ugly of those relationships. I've learned a lot from all of them, but the good ones are the experiences that really stuck with me and shaped me into the high school counselor I most wanted to be. Maybe one day I'll have a former principal or former administrator that I worked with come on the show. Y'all will get a kick out of some of them. A few of them are characters for sure, but they all brought a wealth of knowledge to the table and taught me so, so much. Let's chat about resetting your admin in the new year and what I actually mean by that. Tip number one for resetting your admin in the new year is by resetting that relationship. When you left for break, were y'all on good terms? Were you tired and burnt out and running out of the building? I'm sure both parties were. It'd be great to sit back down and just touch base, even if that is completely on a human level and not job-related at all. Is there anything in the room you need to acknowledge or address? Even the simplest, how was your break? What are you looking forward to this semester? How can we best help each other out? Are all questions that will take your counselor-admin relationship to a really genuine place. I'm not sure if you work closely with one administrator or you're juggling a ton of these relationships, and I know some happen more easily here than others. If the relationship is a struggle, at least a one-sided reset from yourself to have a good attitude as you consider how to best serve students is a good reset for the new year. But decide how resetting the relationship should pan out and carve out some time for that. Admin and counselors can be an absolute force for good when they're moving in the same direction. I have an entire blog post about keeping open communication with your administrators, and I'll link to that in the show notes in case you're interested in reading that. Okay, I want to take a quick break and make sure you paused and headed over to Facebook to request to join the pop-up Facebook group, High School Counselor Collaborative. It'll be open for about 2-ish weeks as we get pumped up for a new year with prizes and live teaching. So head over to counselorclick.com/pop-up, that's P-O-P-U-P, and request to join the free group. Doors open January 11th. Let's move into tip number 2 when it comes to resetting your admin, and that's resetting your roles. Reestablish your expectations for one another. I always felt like I worked more closely with admin than most teachers did in my school just because of the nature of our job. The best admin relationships that I had felt more like we were teammates than anything else. The new year is a great time to remind them what services you are offering to students. When lines get blurry, they can forget and even unknowingly pile little things on top of you that end up feeling like extreme burdens if y'all are not clear on your roles. When they know that you're busy running small groups, holding advisory councils, and visiting classrooms for lessons, they're less likely to come to you with the unimportant stuff. You end up really being used for what your role actually is. One way you can reset your role with a group of admin is to do a quick presentation to just remind them of what you do or what your department does. Now, maybe you think this sounds condescending. I don't think that it is at all. It's a powerful way to demonstrate advocacy for your role as a high school counselor and show them the value that what you're bringing every day to students and staff is meaningful. I'll link in the show notes to the customizable presentation I used at least twice a year, every year. Lastly, we've got tip number 3 for resetting your admin, which is resetting your goals. Hopefully talking about goals with your admin right now is not the first time they're hearing about said goals you may have. If it is, I'd encourage you to go to the ASCO website and download the free template, That used to be called the annual agreement and is now called the annual administrative conference. I'll leave you a link to that. I have found this to be extremely useful to open up conversation and establish a relationship, your role, and your goals with your administrator or administrators. It's really a culmination of resetting everything with your admin, but all in one place, written down on paper, and easy to reference later if you need to. One of the things inside this laid out conference to have with your admin is your plan for professional development and growth. If you haven't found something that excites you by now, it might be worth considering my high school counseling membership that opens later this month. I have a blog post about how to ask your admin for PD-related money, and I found that during one of these conferences, face-to-face is a great time to start that conversation. So there you have it, three ways to reset your admin relationships for this new semester. These really come in the form of resetting three things that fall under that admin relationship: your relationship with them, your individual roles, and your goals as a high school counselor. When we're clear about our expectations and establish a healthy, open communication with our administrators, we really do have an opportunity to make huge strides for our school counseling program and honestly, our job satisfaction level. I know that you'll feel more seen and heard by your administrators if you commit to a reset with them this month. I'll see you inside the pop-up Facebook group, the High School Counselor Collaborative, that opens January 11th. Head over to counselorclick.com/pop-up to answer the membership questions so that you can join us inside. If you are in our back-to-school group, you're already in, so stay tuned for that notification when we're opening doors again. For all show notes on this episode, head to counselorclick.com/episode3. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.